Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich. It's Out of Bounds on WCCB 105.5 The Roar.
Who do you play for?
Play for the United States of America.
It's been 35 long years. Clinton, I've been waiting 35 years. It's finally coming home, baby. It's coming home.
Social experiment. USA. 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 USA.
Okay, okay. You know, what does that even prove? Okay, you chant anything, people will join in. Canada. 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 Okay, they won't chant anything.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's hear it, Gemma. Clear eyes, full hearts.
Can't lose.
Let's go play some football. Let's go.
What is Chandler Bing's job?
In processing. It carries a briefcase.
10 seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It has something to do with transponding. Oh, he's a transponster. That's not even a word.
That beat like he stole something, Mr. Bosley.
You are looking live at Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Clemson! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play. 1 second remaining.
Now back to Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. It's Out of Bounds. William Quackenbush, Kelly Gramlich, Sanders Sullivan live in the Blue Ridge Security Solutions Studios, BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. Check them out today for all your security needs. Home business, doesn't matter. Blue Ridge going to hook you up. BlueRidgeSecuritySolutions.com. A very happy Wednesday, July 26th, 2017. We are eight days away from the start of preseason camp for the Tigers. We thought it was nine. We found out yesterday, actually Thursday, a week from tomorrow, is when it begins. Oh, count it down, baby.
The countdown is underway.
What is that clock? That's the clock from Hook. You know what I'm talking about, the clock from Hook?
No.
That's the TikTok clock from Hook.
I'll tell you what clock it is. It is the
Peter Pan.
Quote, clock ticking.
Thank you.
Thing I can click on this computer.
Boy, that was descriptive and amazing. I know more about that than I did when I asked the question.
8 seconds long, if you need more descriptors.
You're kind of, I gotta handle with care today. You're kind of in a mood.
In my defense, I have to handle with care pretty much every day with you, so. Handle with care for me.
I do generally come in with a smile on my face, though.
No, you do, but you could rant at any moment.
I could. I'm like a powder keg. I'm like the clock and Hook. At some point, I get to stop ticking and everything goes haywire. However, today, you are basically covered in salt.
I would not say it is that serious.
I don't know. Maybe it's the Chick-fil-A fries that we had. Man, I don't know.
So good.
They were high salt content today.
They were, as they should be. Well, first of all, let's start the show on a great note. Shout out to Boss Lady Deb Jones for bringing in Chick-fil-A for the whole crew.
We can give her a round of applause, can we?
Oh, for sure.
We can give her a round of applause for the show.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you. I was going to make my own lunch today. Bump that. Enough of that.
Yeah, forget that.
Make a sandwich.
Tweet that.
I could do that any day. Any day ever.
Well, so that, you know, that is just amazing news.
Big
and
time.
It's stuff like that that makes this world keep turning, you know, and makes you want to keep coming to this wonderful job. So the Chick-fil-A from Boss Lady, shout out to her. It is fueling our show today along with Prime Drive, of course.
It's also a great place to come work at WCCP because sometimes you walk in the door and poof.
Chicken sandwiches. Falling from the sky.
Pound cakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what, donuts?
Didn't some lady just bring us cookies yesterday?
Donuts made me donuts. Yeah. Yeah, the Chamber of Commerce dropped off some cookies.
Donuts,
I don't know if Coke saw
donuts.
That. Yeah, donuts made me donuts. You never heard that?
I don't think so.
Donuts made me donuts? Oh, man.
I don't think that saying is true for our dear friends in Columbus.
But. I know I didn't make that up, but somebody did. And it may have been post Fiesta Bowl.
Maybe.
It may have been post semifinals.
Donuts make Clemson fans go nuts.
Yeah. Well,
the
donuts,
other team has one.
Donuts make Buckeyes go nuts. No, Buckeyes are like
a nut.
Little, yeah. We're off to a fun. We're off to a start.
This
Thank
is just
going
to be the Thank segment you. Of sound effects.
All right. So a lot of things to get to today. You were particularly salty when I walked in because of something that happened to you on Twitter that happens to me all the time, like constantly.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm starting to a little bit understand why you're always on edge because you get attacked on Twitter all the time.
I'm telling you, I shouldn't say this because it led to some nonsense yesterday I'm not proud of but or excited about. But, you know, my Twitter interactions recently have been rather cordial.
Oh, that's nice.
The follower count has gone up. People aren't destroying me.
Wait,
I only had to block one guy recently.
Have you gotten your blue check yet?
No!
You still aren't verified?
No, I still am not verified.
All right, I'll double check how you did this after the show to
make
sure.
Any schmuck can get verified, and I can't get verified with like 10,100 followers.
We're going to put in a call to Twitter. We'll get this settled.
Now, it's true that like there's not anybody making parody accounts of William Quackenbush under the dark of night.
Yet.
I'm not like Woj, right?
Yet.
Correct. Anyway.
You know they wouldn't spell your name right if they did.
Exactly. I'm not seeing any parody accounts come up like that. And you know what? There shouldn't be. And nobody should make a parody account of me. I'm not that fun or interesting. Last night I watched Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy like I'm 80.
Oh, okay. No. Don't say that on air.
That was fun. It was fun. I love Jeopardy. Love Jeopardy. And I knew a lot more than I thought I did last night. I was killing it last night.
My three favorite names that people call you as a joke that might end up being in your parody Twitter account. Quack.
Yeah.
Qualm. And Guac.
Guac
is I think,
one.
My favorite.
I had a lot of nicknames in college, like Baptist Baller. They call me the Baptist Baller. I don't know where that one came from. I did play with the BCM a couple years in Intramurals.
The Baptist Baller.
Intramurals, brother. I'd go up and get it. I call myself that because like an ultimate or football or flag football. I don't want to throw. I'm not a good runner, but just throw it up there, and I'm going to come down with it, whatever it is.
You have bunnies. You
I'm
can get up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I could in college. It's difficult.
This might be going out on a limb here, but I would say when one brags about athletic accomplishments, one should never bring up Ultimate Frisbee.
Why is that? It's the widest game ever.
Exactly.
Sanders, you can speak to this as the widest guy here. It's the widest game ever. White people love Ultimate. Now, I'm not saying that it's racially exclusive, but I am telling you that white people love some Ultimate Frisbee, and there are great athletes to play. Great athletes to play.
I don't know what I don't know what to say because I'm very taken back by your comment towards me.
Whoa. Sanders is insulted. Sanders, please don't file any sort, of,
guy here.
Any sort of harassment charges. We apologize.
You played a little Ultimate in your day, though, right?
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, don't deny it, Sanders.
Not as much as you think, though.
I'm just telling you, like pastel shirts. You'll see pastel shorts on the Ultimate field.
You'll see,
that's what
yeah,
people do.
Oh yeah,
pastel shorts.
Oh yeah.
You won't be seeing me out there in pastel shorts playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Oh man, mercy. No. A lot of it is like soccer. I mean, a lot of my friends who played soccer. Or like soccer, they also, you know, I mean, you can't just get people together and play soccer because it. There's a certain set of skills, Liam Neeson style. It takes a certain set of skills to play soccer. Those certain skills are not necessarily required for Ultimate. And so we would play Ultimate a lot. Like Friday afternoons, we go to Bowman and play. I played Intramurals for years. Ultimate Frisbee is a great game, and it, you can show off athletic prowess in Ultimate. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Anyway, what are we talking about?
I don't know, because you, for some reason, apparently believe that you can't impress people athletically playing Ultimate Frisbee.
No, you can't. I stand by that. Okay, let's go back to Twitter. That's where we were. Basically, your
nicknames. That's where it was.
It was nicknames. And then we got on this rabbit hole, as we do. Basically, you're used to getting beat up on Twitter, for lack of a better term, because people do that. And you, I mean, with your 10,000 followers, which is legit, and you should get a white check. We're working on that. You're used to it. I'm not as used to it, right? I'm new to the game, you know? I'm not out here trying to make enemies. Not that you are. But I just tweeted out a tweet with facts in it, and then all of a sudden, I'm being attacked.
You need to tell people what the facts are.
Okay.
I was not even that shocked that you were destroyed on this.
Oh, thank you for that.
Yeah.
But you didn't warn me against it.
I'll defend you. I didn't know you were doing it. It was during the show. I didn't even see it until after the show.
Well, because we were discussing the Saban and Dabo situation. This is really all Feinbaum's fault. If we're being honest. But we were discussing that. And so I was just looking up the facts because we were talking about how basically when you talk about Nick Saban, all you reference are the Alabama days. And of course, you know, the LSU national title. And in no way, shape, or form am I trying to bring down Nick Saban. The dude is the best college football coach ever. He is. In my opinion, he is. He has 5 national titles. My point is, we've seen Nick Saban's entire story. At least maybe he has 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons left. And he could win more national titles. We know that's possible. We haven't seen all of Dabo Sweeney's story. That was my point. And so if you look back at the rest of Nick Saban's story, you obviously have the under 500 record in the NFL. And then you have the Michigan State days. And so I tweeted out a tweet, again, facts. It said, Saban's first Power 5 job, Michigan State, 5 years, 2 winning seasons. Dabo's first Power 5 job, Clemson, 8 years, 7 winning seasons, and a national championship. And then I just stepped away from the keyboard, and look what happened.
It was a mashup. It was a mashup of different opinions.
And that's the beauty of Twitter, is that people always just look at a tweet and assume what you mean by it, right? Well, they assign meaning to it, even though I didn't. If I had added it to the end of this tweet, Nick, Dabo's coming for you. Okay, then maybe you understand what I'm, you know, you can assume that I mean some more by this. I just found these numbers interesting. I found them really interesting because we don't ever talk about Nick Saban from 20 years ago. Obviously, because it's not relevant to him right now, but I think it is relevant to a discussion about where Dabo Sweeney's career could go. Am I saying Dabo's better than Nick Saban? No, of course not.
That is, of course, how people read it, though.
Of course.
Of course.
All I'm saying is Dabo's 47 years old. Nick Saban's 65 years old. Dabo's ahead of the curve is my main point with this tweet.
In comparison to Saban,
based on the facts he gave, that is the best right now.
Right.
Nick Saban.
Absolutely.
We did this every single day on SportsCenter, it seemed, with LeBron and Michael Jordan, did we not?
We did.
How many MVPs did Jordan have at 30? How many did LeBron have? How many rings? We do this. It's part of sports.
I was just comparing
the beginnings of their career.
We just did it with Spieth and Tiger. We just did it. Spieth had more at 23, more majors at 23 than Tiger did. Everybody but Nicklaus, that kind of stuff. We do it all the time. It is really interesting, though, that people always try to assume what you mean by your tweet. And I've learned this from watching other people. Matt Snyder, who we've had on here talking baseball before, Matt Snyder's great about this. He's like, two facts. Basically, he puts some disclaimer, like, these are two facts, don't at me, or, you know, whatever. He'll, like, say something like that. We're just throwing this out there. And he'll say two things that seem to suggest something outrageous, but really are just interesting facts.
Yeah.
People will always assume that you're trying to make a point. Like, what's the point? And because of your platform and because of where your degree is from.
I'm sure, my bio, right.
Right. That people assume that you're trying to make a point, which I think to a certain extent is kind of a fair assumption because we're not saying that Dabo Sweeney is going to have 4 championships in the next dozen years, but we're not saying that either.
Yeah. I was trying to make a point. My point was, Look at where Dabo is at his age in the beginning of the beginning. You could say maybe we're going with some weird fraction here. 3/8 of the way through his career. I don't know. 37%, 37.5%.
Three sevenths.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just look at where he is at his age now. And for reference, here is where Nick Saban was. Will Dabo do what Nick Saban has done? In all honesty, probably not. Because what Nick Saban has done has been unbelievable and unprecedented. My point is that Dabo's ahead of the curve. That was my entire point. People ran with it, as people do. And I will say that one thing, I got a lot of positive comments from Clemson people who appreciated the facts and maybe took it in their own way to say that they thought Dabo was better than Nick Saban. That's their opinion.
So people on the other side were of course what Kelly's totally saying is accurate.
People on each side of the spectrum took what they want from it and ran with it. Let's put it that way. But I will say this, and hear me closely. Good girl.
Don't hear what she's not saying.
Listen to me closely when I say this, because again, these are just facts as to who responded to my tweet. As I went through the mentions and saw them all through the night, I think there were definitely less than 5 Alabama fans who tweeted at me. I really think it was about 2 or 3. Every other person that was mad about this tweet was a South Carolina fan or a Georgia fan. And all I have to say is, who asked you? How does this pertain to you? I don't understand how this pertains to you.
You basically gave them a stay in your lane.
I mean, did I mention one of their coaches? Did I mention one of their programs?
That's funny.
Did I mention one of their teams? I'm just kind of confused as to how it pertains to them. I was talking about Clemson's coach, Alabama's coach, and those two programs. So it only applied to those two fan bases. Am I wrong?
No. I do think it's really
funny.
All
right,
funny
rant
you,
over.
You
I'm done.
Them, you give them a stay in your lane.
Rant
hey.
Over.
Get out of here. What are you guys doing here?
I just don't. I don't understand, Kwok.
You're a trespasser.
How does that apply to a South Carolina fan?
It doesn't.
Focus on your own problems, bud.
They're affiliated by state with a champion, and they're affiliated by conference with another champion. Other than that,
well, you know,
you got nothing.
Conference ties are thicker than anything, apparently.
Apparently thicker than state ties, apparently.
Sure.
Because there wasn't a South Carolina fan anywhere saying, well, of course Dabo's better. Here's the problem with South Carolina. We're going to get to the phones on the other side. The problem with South Carolina right now is that the program is so, and I'm going to use the word trash just to make my point, but honestly, they're not trash. They're not going 3-9 or 2-10.
Garbage.
They are so slightly below average. They are so below average as a program. That they feel the need to tug at Clemson's cape.
Right, right.
And try to pull the cape off of Clemson because Clemson's so much better than them. It makes them feel better about themselves. That's what they're doing.
It was shocking to me. If I had gotten a lot of pushback from Alabama fans, I would have understood it because that's their coach, and we're talking about their coach. But I just don't understand how this pertains to those other fan bases.
At the moment, you as a South Carolina fan admit that Dabo Swinney has had a better first 9 years than Nick Saban, your life is over. Basically, there's no point anymore because your coach is not even remotely in the conversation. You're probably not going to hire one that is. Your life is over. You have nothing. What do you, as a fan, obviously, we're not saying.
You have
what
nothing.
What do you have to live for? If you admit that Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban are peers, you have no point to like cheering this season. You have no point. Because you're going to get your brains beaten by Clemson, and Alabama's way better than you, so in your own conference, you have no chance. What's the point? If you believe that Dabo Swinney and Nick Saban are peers, when you admit that, you have nothing left as a fan to hold over anybody else. So you can't do it. They have to believe that Saban's better because they don't have to play Saban every year, and they have to see Dabo on a recruiting trail. Although, have you seen the commits that they're getting? They're not exactly going after the same caliber of player. There is one that Clemson offered and South Carolina offered. He had something to say today. We'll talk about that later on in the program. Stay with us. Back to the phones, or to the phones first time. When we come back, 654 or 654-7627, the Northern Communication phone lines. More to come. Out of Bounds next.
So my sales rep of 16 years up and quits. I'm buried.
I'm swamped. I'm the head of HR for a new medical center. I have dozens of resumes, but no one qualified.
I needed to hire 3 people with a very specific skill set for a new department. Where was I supposed to find them?
ZipRecruiter.
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 With one click, my job was posted on over 100 top job sites.
ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them.
Their matching technology really worked. Within hours, I had applications from qualified candidates ready to review.
They get results.
They made hiring simple, and it was free to try.
I signed up for free and had the position filled just in time.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. In fact, 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in one day. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you the results you need. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Rely on EnviroMulch, supplying quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their summer special, get double ground hardwood mulch for just $20 per yard, ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers.
When I heard the Senior League World Series is happening next week in Easley, I pictured a bunch of geriatrics rounding the bases with walkers. That would be a blast, but the real thing is more exciting. The Senior League World Series is the best 13 to 16-year-old baseball players worldwide coming to battle for the title. Teams from Australia, Canada, America, Europe, Asia, Latin America, and Africa. Winner takes all. For tickets, go to slbws.org. And don't miss FanFest Friday, July 28th in downtown Easley.
Bring your own tools, pull the parts you need, and save big. At LKQ Pick Your Part, you'll find millions of parts from hundreds of cars and trucks to choose from. All in a clean, organized lot. Right now, sign up for our PYP Garage and start earning points towards discounts on future purchases at an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Get alerts when your vehicle comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part. It's easy and free to sign up. Visit LKQPickYourPart.com for more, or visit us today and save big. LKQ Pick Your Part, what's in your garage?
Vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
Anytime is a great time for jerky. It's the ultimate go-to snack, and at Beef Jerky Outlet, you can choose from nearly 100 varieties. Prime rib, Cajun barbecue brisket, cherry maple beef, applewood smoked bacon, and even exotic meats like kangaroo, alligator, elk, venison, and more. If you're firing up the grill, don't forget their sauces, marinades, and rubs. Mention you heard this on The Roar, and you'll get 10% off your total purchase through the end of July. The Beef Jerky Outlet, Magnolia Park, across from Cabela's.
At Simmons Mattress Outlet in Seneca, we've added new models with the new year. We now carry both Serta and Beautyrest for more selection and more savings on your new mattress. We have the largest in-stock inventory around, so you can always find the mattress you need at the right price. And when you buy your new mattress, we give you the box spring free. Open 7 days a week. Simmons Mattress Outlet is located in the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A in Seneca.
Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich.
You've arrived here at a critical moment.
Now back to Quack and Kelly on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Turn the love and care. And I'll take it there. Girl. I want to love you. B-Y-T. Pretty young thing. You need some loving. B-Y-T. Turn the love and care. And
to the phones we go as hour one continues. Out of Bounds. William Quagamus, Kelly Gramlich, 654. Roar is the phone number. The Northern Communication phone lines today. Don Peppers patiently waited and joins us first. Hey, Don.
How you doing?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Good. I want to just feedback off Kelly. response from her Twitter feed. But listen to this. Now, Clemson is now at a point where it can actually be mentioned with Alabama, just what we are now. Not necessarily from a traditional standpoint, but just where we are now in the current day of college football, it's okay to mention Clemson with the likes of Alabama, Ohio State, because of what they've done over the last 6 years. And that's totally due to Dabo Swinney. You look at even what Nick Saban was able to do when he came to Alabama, how he was able to resurge that program. And so we give Nick Saban a lot of credit. He's one of the greatest. But look at this. God forbid Dabo goes that. But if you were to go to Alabama one day, he could put off what Nick Saban put off, because he's shown that he could do it at Clemson. He did it at Alabama. So I just want to get your thoughts on that. He's still young enough to go and take over another program and do it there. But right now, we're on recruiting.
Oh, did we? I think we
win
lost.
Another,
oh, there we go.
Titles here at Clemson.
You know what? It's interesting, Don. You're cutting in and out. I apologize. Appreciate the phone call. Thank you. I know we cut in and out there. I think what he's asking is, number one, if Dabo went to Alabama, would he eclipse what Saban did? Because he's already shown that he can build something from not from nothing, but because the cover wasn't bare when he got here. In fact, the first couple years, you could argue he did as well, if not worse, than what Tommy Bowden would have done. And then he made some changes and got a little bit better. And in fact, when we wrap up our Georgia discussion from yesterday, one of the tweets we got actually was pretty good. I think Georgia Greg tweeted us that Dabo didn't make great strides until year three. And so maybe Kirby Smart could have that same deal. I'm skeptical, but I'm sure people were skeptical of Dabo, at one time or another.
See, and I think I get uncomfortable when people try to downplay what Nick Saban's done, because that is not what I'm trying to do. The man is unbelievable. And I don't think just anybody could do what Nick Saban's done in Alabama. I don't think that's the case either, because we've talked about how Alabama was in the dumps when Nick Saban took them over. I mean, it's not like he just inherited this amazing program and just continued what has happened, okay? So any of this downplaying of Saban, I don't support. I think it's stupid to do that. However, I also think it's kind of uncomfortable to say, well, if Dabo goes to Alabama, then he'll win tons of national titles. I don't like that either. I think where Dabo is at Clemson, what he's done in his first 8 seasons sets him up for continued success for however long he's going to be at Clemson. Is that winning 5 national titles? I don't know. I cannot see the future. Do I think he will win at least one more national title? Yes. I do think that is an extremely likely possibility. And if he wins one or two more, it puts him in the discussion. If you're going to end Nick Saban's career, and then once you end Dabo's career, they're not on the same level right now by any means. But all I'm saying is, and I've said this point many, many times, he's ahead of the curve for how old he is and what he's accomplished, Dabo is.
And I believe that Dabo could accomplish what Saban did at Clemson. I also think that Dabo has had a chance to build Clemson in his image. And if you go to Alabama, you're gonna be beholden to the images of the Bear Bryant,
yeah,
Gene Stallings.
Definitely.
And the Nick Saban program.
And there's so many other factors to this as well. I mean, when you look at a coach's overall impact, right, you can look at the paw journey, and there's just so many other things you can put into perspective here rather than just wins and losses. And, I mean, if Dabo ends up being at Clemson, let's say for at least another 10 years, the reality with Nick Saban and his age is he's not going to get to the 20-year mark at Alabama unless he's Bill Snyder, excuse me, and literally invincible. I don't see how that's going to happen. Right?
I don't see that happening either.
But Dabo could feasibly be at Clemson for another 20 years.
Right.
With his age.
That's
that
right.
Is very feasible.
Let's go to Ted on the phones, who's up with us next. 654 Roars, the number. Seminole Ted joins us. Hey, Ted, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah, to the haters, these are all SEC people that know that they know the facts. The facts are the SEC's down right now. So anything that chips away at Alabama in their minds, going to tick them off. You know, not to mention the fact that a lot of them are Carolina fans. So they're hating on that part of it, too, because Clemson's better. I think with what Nick Saban's done, he wasn't a great NFL coach. I'm a Dolphins fan. I hate the way he treated the Miami fan base. He left like a thief in the night after swearing he wasn't going to take the Bama job. Yes, I much don't care for Nick Saban. He's definitely in his element with college football because those are people that he could motivate. He could not motivate the NFL players who get paid and, quite frankly, made, someone made more money than he did. And I don't know that he would ever try to go back to the NFL. I think Dabo would do good in the NFL, and I think what he's built here at Clemson is probably going to keep him here. I don't think he wants to go to another college and rebuild and restart. And he'll be able to stay at Clemson as long as he wants. But I think if the NFL came calling, he might take that job. And I'll give you one other topic or one other thing before I close, and that's Jimbo Fisher had the same similar start, you know, taking a program, taking over a successful program and winning a national championship, good winning percentage the last 6 years in college football. Very similar path to Dabo, only he didn't, you know, he had more in the cupboard than Dabo had to begin with. But that's all I got, and I'll take the comments off the air.
Thanks very much, Ted. We appreciate it. I certainly think that perspective is valid as a Dolphins fan, that Nick Saban, while he is lauded and praised as a college coach, really, he didn't exactly do things the exact right way in the NFL. Steve Spurrier was very much the same way. You look at pretty much, you know, I would say across the industry, most of the examples we can think of off the top of our heads of coaches going from college to the pros just didn't work out very well. Even when they did, like John Calipari, we think of this image of John Calipari as like a 15-win coach. They actually were not bad when he went to the Nets, but he got fired because the way he did things just didn't jive. It's a whole different ball game, and so very rarely does somebody go from being a great college coach to a great NBA coach and vice versa. Larry Brown, Brad Stevens are examples. In football, I'm not sure I can think of one. Think about Chip Kelly and the issues he's had going from college to the pros.
What about Jimmy Johnson?
Jimmy Johnson is one. Jimmy Johnson's that's a really good example. I don't know that there's another one. Just off the top of my head, I can't think of one. I mean, there might have been one 60 years ago or something.
Well, you have to say Jim Harbaugh. But he went the other way.
He went the other way. Well, yeah, no, he was college first.
Yeah, you're right.
College
you're right.
First,
Stanford
into the pros,
to
yeah.
Niners back to college. Michigan, yeah.
Harbaugh and Jimmy Johnson are about the only ones I can think of. Just, again, off the top of my head, Bill O'Brien from Penn State, where he was a decent coach to the Texans.
Texans
decent,
yeah.
You know, going to the playoffs.
Well, I
Pete
think,
Carroll, USC
yes, Pete Carroll,
to Seattle.
Definitely. Part of that is it's two different games to me.
Yeah.
I agree with pretty much everything Seminole Ted said, except for I'm not sure if Dabo would be a great NFL coach. And this is a, you know, pie in the sky conversation, but I think one of the best parts about Dabo, and I think one of the things he loves about his job, is the molding and shaping of young men. And you don't get to do that at the NFL. That's already pretty much been done.
That's right.
So I don't know if Dabo would be successful there. I do like his point about Jimbo Fisher. I think you can put Jimbo and Dabo in the same discussion as two guys who are young, who have done a ton and their first Power 5 jobs. Jimbo's 51, so he's a little older than Dabo. And could be the coaches that could get to that Nick Saban level of the next generation, if you will, with Jimbo and Dabo. And one more thing, too, about Saban. The places he's been most successful, LSU and Alabama, are two of the easiest places to win in the country. What Dabo's done at Clemson, I think because it's Clemson, because of the lack of tradition, because of only one national title before, not extreme lack of tradition, you know, don't freak out with that. You could argue that if he does end up winning two or three, that it has a different level of impressiveness because of where he's done it. And I think Jimbo is more in that Saban category where Florida State's an easy place to win. When he took over, yes, it wasn't where it used to be, but it wasn't too far removed from
it. Wasn't super
Bobby
far
Bowden.
Removed, right.
Yeah.
And Dabo, let's not pretend that Dabo took a 3-9 program and built it. You know what I mean?
I get that, Quark, but it was a team that had not played in a BCS Bowl since 81.
They hadn't won a conference title in 18
Since
years.
Since 91, right.
So 17 years, I guess, when he was the interim coach.
Yeah, so the LSU, I mean, Bama was in a rough spot, but Bama is asleep. I mean, Clemson's a sleeping giant, but Bama is the ultimate sleeping giant if it's down.
Bama, before Saban got there, had two legitimate pockets of success at the highest level with different coaches in its history. When you do that, when you've had multiple pockets of success, to me, that makes you, as Walt would say, that makes you a shingle school. That's why when Walt says George is a shingle school, They are, because they have resources, talent, tradition, all that stuff, but they've only won one championship with one coach. It's not as if for 50 years they've been able to replicate that success somewhere. Clemson was in that boat, and then they hired Dabo Swinney. Alabama did that before Saban.
Yeah.
LSU was a very good program before Saban got there, although not to the level of Alabama. Now, what Saban did at Michigan, I mean, we can say what Saban did at Michigan State is not impressive. Michigan State has not been historically, now in pockets certainly, but historically it's not been an elite football
and
powerhouse.
They were terrible when Saban took them
right.
over.
Right, and he didn't like set the world on fire, but he was better than what they had. And he set up John L. I think John L. Smith was after him. He set up John L. Smith for success. And then Mark D'Antonio mm-hmm. for success as well.
For success, and then 3-9.
I think that's right.
But
there.
Maybe a bounce back year for Spartans.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Harrys.com. It's the Nick Saban, Dabo Swinney of razors. If you want to shave your face with the best, who cares? Who cares in this discussion? It's the best. If you think Nick Saban is the best, then I'm going with that. If you think Dabo Swinney's the best, I'm going with that. These other brands are like your. I'm not going to say that. That's not fair. And that's not fair to South Carolina to say it's Will Muschamp. When you pack to go on vacation, when you're leaving for a summer trip or something like that, don't forget to have Harry's in tow. And I've got a great offer for you to do that. You save time and money with Harry's. Over 3 million guys have made the switch. They've got 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. And they're so confident they're going to love your blades. They're giving you their set for free. Just cover the shipping cost. Handle, blades, gel, cover, all that. At Harrys.com/OOB5, the ergonomic razor handle, the 5 precision engineer blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover at Harrys.com/OOB5. That's Harrys.com/OOB5. Get that free trial offer. Absolutely free. Just cover a few bucks in shipping. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. We'll go back to the phones when we return. Stay with us. More to come Out of Bounds in just a moment.
105.5 The Roar is proud to add Brad Sinkov to our lineup, and we're giving you a chance to meet him. Join us Friday, August 4th, broadcasting the Press Box with Brad and Ben at Local Q from noon till 3. Come out for great sports talk with Brad and awesome food from Local Q and special promotions with Wicked Weed Brewery from Asheville. The Press Box with Brad and Ben, live at Local Q, Friday, August 4th from noon till 3 from 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Try the new sweet cayenne Cajun filet sandwich today.
Anything that's made just for you is a perfect fit, right? Like a tailored suit. It fits your measurements, no one else's. That same kind of fit is exactly what Engineered Sleep strives for. A mattress made just for you, built to your sleeping patterns and habits. What could be more important than a good night's rest? Engineered Sleep wants to make it a perfect night's rest. If after a couple of weeks you find it's not perfect, Engineered Sleep will adjust it until it is. Visit their location at 627 Congaree Road to see the process. Learn how your mattress is made. By manufacturing your custom-made mattress at their factory, you're saving money because there is no middleman. Factory to you! And you can score a significant discount by picking up your mattress instead of having it delivered. Engineered Sleep, it's not mattress shopping, it's an experience.
Need to travel? Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla has the area's best prices on new Ford trucks, cars, and SUVs. In business for over 50 years, shop Edwards Auto Sales for all your automotive needs.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system. And this week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's Workshop, call 1-800-989-4100. Seating is extremely limited. Call right now because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. That's 1-800-989-4100. That's 1-800-989-4100.
No matter the painting project, Palmetto Paints can help. Now that the pollen has fallen, get outside and get that deck stained and paint that trim on your house. Palmetto Paints has the quality paint and accessories to make any room or piece of furniture come alive. Check out their Room Full of Paint promotion. Buy 2 gallons of wall paint, 1 gallon of trim paint, and get a free gallon of ceiling paint. Paint professionally at Palmetto Paints at the Thornblade Commons across from Zaxby's on South Batesville Road.
Do you need LED tube, flood, high bay, or canopy lights? Crute LED will pass on Duke Power rebates up front with a verification of your business's Duke Power bill. Online at CruteLED.com or in person at 109 Interstate Boulevard in Anderson, South Carolina.
At Tri-County Attractions Book, we are here to help you fundraise the easy way. Let us help your next fundraiser go to the next level with $4,000 worth of coupons to your favorite local restaurants and retailers. 50% of profits on all books you sell comes back to the organization. That's right, 50%. There is no money up front. Pay for what you sell and return the rest. Call 752-7383 or email cjbryant@attractionsbook.com. And don't forget to mention the Roar for your special group fundraiser incentive.
It's always a good time to look and feel good. At Roosters Men's Grooming Center, you can count on a team that will make you feel your absolute best. The many services provided will keep you coming back for more. Come by for anything from a close shave and professional haircut to a 7-step facial shave. Fellas, treat yourself. You deserve it. Don't have enough time on your hands for the full service? Ask us about our express cut. Call 864-884-8920 to make your appointment.
Sports on the Quirky Side. It's Out of Bounds.
I don't know about you, but I'm having a ball.
Now, back to William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets on the floor, nothing on me. And I can't take it no more, it's 100 degrees. I got 1 foot out the door, where are my keys? Cause I gotta leave, yeah, in the back of the cab.
All right, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Jimmy Johnson's the only one. Why is he the only one? Pete Carroll to win a national title and a Super Bowl.
I fear is we're missing right? somebody, but I, that I'm sure sounds. We are.
I'm sure we are. Two-time Super Bowl champion, national champion. Bill Walsh coached at Stanford, had 3 good years and 2 lousy years in 2 different stints before and after he was head coach of the 49ers. So that's in there. Barry Switzer was at Oklahoma for 15 years before he went to Dallas, and he won 3 national championships and 1 Super Bowl.
Barry Switzer's as
Barry
well.
Barry Switzer's won.
Barry Switzer's won.
Let's see. But who I else? Think those are the three.
You would find very few as well if you looked at NBA and college basketball, because it's 2 different games. I mean, it's the same game, but it's different. And we've seen that happen with a lot of really good coaches that go from one level to the other and aren't successful. I mean, it's just kind of the nature of what it is.
I mean, the most prominent example to me, and again, we could go 60 years back, but it's Larry Brown, who went from Kansas to, he coached the Pacers, he coached the Sixers, he coached the Knicks, which is forgettable and regrettable. But he did a good, I mean, he was a good coach.
Right. But
much like Bill Walsh was a good coach.
There's a reason why you can literally count him on one hand, you know?
That's right.
And of course, my father, the Oklahoma grad, gets in Barry Switzer on the personal text line.
For show.
Sorry, Barry. For show. The GOAT, the greatest, whatever, Barry. You know, it's all bow down.
You're destroying your family relationships on the show this week. You're really stretching and straining the family dynamic here.
I've just heard about the greatness of Oklahoma football since I was literally in the womb. And I've just heard it too many times, you know, when you just heard it too much.
Well, you ripped Texas yesterday. Well, you ripped Michigan State yesterday.
Grandpa wasn't supposed to hear that.
Yeah, well, that's what you get. Worldwide, Mrs. Worldwide over there.
All across the fruited plain.
All across the fruited plain around the world at WCCPFM.com.
If my brother WCCP would just keep app. His mouth shut. And not call Gramps when I say a bad thing about Texas, then we'd all be good.
Boy. Let's go back to the Northern Communication phone lines. A couple more phone calls in this segment as we wrap up hour one. Paul and Henry's up with us first. Hey, Paul, what's going on?
Not much, buddy, but, you know, you and Kelly could have coached that Dallas team. You know, he come off of Jimmy Johnson's, you know, if y'all could have coached that team, they could have got anybody won that Super Bowl, but he still gets credit.
That's true. And you know something? Yeah. With the number of draft picks and the type of draft picks they got in the Herschel Walker deal, it would have been hard to screw that up. Kind of like a team like the Astros now. Like, when you got that many prospects and they're all coming up at the same time, it's real hard to screw that up.
You think they ever been in a deal like that deal they did with Herschel? I mean, that changed the whole thing with Dallas.
I don't think so, but we have seen some close. I mean, think about some of the RG3 deal where the Redskins gave up half. They mortgaged half of their draft for like the next 3 or 4 years, and it feels like every year we're like, well, the Redskins lost such and such draft pick for RG3, and it's now with some other team. It's like a never ending cycle.
At this point, all I want from the Dallas Cowboys is to stop hiring felons.
Oh yeah,
and we'll get into that in Humpty.
More
headlines.
On that in a moment.
We'll get
yeah.
into that.
Oh yeah.
You know another one you left off, which he didn't do too good. That was Lou Holtz. You know, he only lasted about a year with the Jets. You know, he went to the NFL.
I think
he lasted about a year. You know, that's kind of a joke. Anyway, I apologize if somebody's already talked about it. But Kelly sowed some of thunder a while ago. You know, you remember when the old ball coach took a shot at Saban about saying anybody could win at Alabama if you're a decent coach? He said, come to South Carolina and win have three winning seasons in a row. See if you can do that. You remember when he did that? He took a shot at Saban?
Yes.
You know, he basically said anybody, any decent coach could go down there and coach. And then he said, try to do it at South Carolina, you know. And he took a shot and said, I thought that was kind of funny. But you think Saban could have come to Clemson and do what Dabo's done? Do you really think he could have? I really don't think he could. I think I'd look at Michigan State and where else did he come from? Didn't he go to some smaller?
It was Michigan State and LSU. Did he coach anywhere before Michigan State?
He was at Toledo before.
Okay,
Michigan
yeah.
State. Before. I thought he coached somewhere before. You know,
Toledo, that's right.
LSU and Alabama. Yeah, Toledo. I mean, he goes to two of the, you know, two great programs that if you're a decent coach, you're going to win. Cause you can't say any coach because Alabama had a few coaches down there that couldn't win. But anybody that's a decent coach will pretty well go to Alabama and win.
That's
and
true.
I think Dabo left Clemson and went to Alabama, I seriously believe that he would, you know, throw up a few titles too because the way he recruits and everything. But that's just my two cents.
Paul,
I appreciate it, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. You know, it's funny that Paul brings that up because it's hard to say. Like, I believe things happen for a reason. I don't believe in randomness. I believe in design in the universe. And so I believe that Dabo Swinney was put in Clemson for this particular time to do it this particular way. And I believe there's a reason that Nick Saban was put Alabama to do it the way he's doing it at this particular time in his particular way. If the roles are reversed, we'd like to think that anybody could go anywhere and do anything. But the fact is that Nick Saban was the right coach for Alabama at that time. Dabo Swinney was the right coach for Clemson at that time. And they continue to be the right coaches for their respective institutions. At this time, if the roles are reversed, you would think that Dabo Swinney's a good enough coach, but would he be able to attract? Would he be able to appeal? Would he be able to coach, govern, lead, establish the way that he has at Clemson, a program at Alabama? Would Nick Saban have been able to come into the athletic department and the administration and the fan base at the time in which Dabo Swinney came in and govern, lead, adapt, you know, establish, whatever, all those things I said about Dabo? Would he be able to do it at Clemson? You would like to think so, but we will never be able to firmly know that.
It's an interesting question, but, I mean, yeah, it will never happen. It never did happen. And, I mean, frankly, if you look at it from a historical perspective, Dabo Swinney would have never been hired at Alabama when Nick Saban was in 06, 07. And Nick Saban would have never been hired at Clemson in 08. It wasn't possible.
True.
Where both those guys were in their career. And so it's kind of a silly argument, but I understand the point of it. The reason I like the discussion we were having earlier is because it's all in the here and now. It's all realistic. We're talking about what Dabo can accomplish. We're not talking about if then what? You know, there's no ifs in this.
Correct.
Can Dabo, you know, accomplish what, or at least reach a certain level that Nick Saban's reached? We don't know. But there's, it's still, you know, it still can possibly happen. There's still time will tell. We're still waiting for it to fold out.
Let's go to Brett, who's up with us next on the phone, 654-ROAR in the Northern Communication phone lines, if you'd like to join us there. Hey, Brett, what's going on?
Not much. How are you?
Doing well. Hope you are.
Hey, this is my first time calling. I've listened to you guys for several years.
Well, thank you.
Me and my wife have, we moved over, and I was a Tennessee fan for the longest time, and then I started pulling for Clemson as we moved closer. So I'm kind of a changeover. And I've been listening to your conversation about Alabama and Clemson and Nick Saban and Dabo Swinney, and Kelly kind of kill a little bit of my thunder. But what I was going to say is, as far as translating to the NFL, it seemed like Nick Saban was very hardcore. He, as I've watched him over the years, he seems like he can push people to do that, and college kids especially. Maybe not so much with the NFL, but Dabo Swinney, I've watched him over a period of time, and he seems like he's a player's coach. And so I was thinking maybe for the NFL that would translate over better. So I'd like to hear your thoughts, and also keep up the Lou Holtz impressions. I love those.
Thank you, Brett. We appreciate the phone call. Oh, yeah. Thanks very much. Kelly, you keep stealing everybody's thunder on this today. You're really just destroying everybody's thunder.
I don't mean to.
Your thoughts on what Brett's talking about? I mean, in terms of Dabo in Alabama?
I mean, this idea that Dabo would be... You're talking about being successful at Alabama?
Yeah.
I guess. I mean, this is so far down the line. Here's the thing, too. I think as people who attended Clemson, right? You never want to really let yourself believe that Dabo will leave for Alabama. Now, he very well might, and obviously what people have always said, you know, when mama calls you home, you go. Didn't Dabo say that at some point?
Yeah, he did.
And that's another Southern saying we were talking about yesterday. But could he continue what Saban's done there? Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And, I mean, maybe if he does end up at Bama, then he does win more national titles, and then this discussion is even more relevant, you know?
If, I would say, if Bama called... He would say no the first time.
Depends when. You know, I mean...
Why would you follow... Say what would be the point
why
to follow...
Why would you follow
Why would you
Saban?
Leave your creation?
You would never
your baby
want to follow
Saban. To go follow
Saban.
Nick Saban. Alabama, that's
right.
That would be stupid. And that'd be dumb.
Be maybe the hardest job in the history of sports.
It would be... It would make Clemson an easier job if Saban leaves and they hire not Saban. Because coaches... You don't get it right twice in a row. How many programs get it right twice in a row? Florida State, Bobby Bowden, Jimbo Fisher. How many programs get it right twice in a row? Think about even Florida, okay? I love doing this with Florida. Jeremy Foley, great AD, wonderful hirer, wonderful executive, boss, whatever. Did great things for Florida's athletic department, all kinds of success. He went from Steve Spurrier to Ron Zook to Urban Meyer to Will Muschamp, Jim McElwain. He didn't get it right two times in a row ever. Five different coaches, and they never had back-to-back really good coaches there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think. I'm racking my brain here.
Mac Brown, Charlie Strong. You didn't get it right twice in
you
a row.
You did not. Oklahoma remains to be seen. I mean, you could get it right with Lincoln Riley. I mean,
sure,
it's going to be hard to mess that up, what Bob Stoops has established.
Tom Osborne, Frank Solich. I mean, we're talking at the height of Nebraska. They hired Frank Solich, got mad that he was only winning 9 games, fired him, brought in Bill Callahan to win 5 games. You're not getting Oregon. Chip. Now, they went Mike Bellotti, Chip Kelly, which is pretty good. But then they went Chip Kelly to Mark Helfrich. Not very good.
Yeah.
USC goes from Pete Carroll to Lane Kiffin, right?
Pete Carroll to Kiffin. A long list of guys who didn't get it
to
right.
To Sarkisian, to Helt. I mean, so even these elite programs... Don't get it right every time.
Yeah.
Jim Tressel to Urban Meyer, Ohio State.
Well,
that's a pretty good
if you
one.
Just want to overlook the allegations and the issues.
Sure, but Tressel won a national title,
yeah.
And then they had a transitional year, and then they got Meyer. They got it right twice. They had national championship winner. They didn't fire Jim Tressel because of his on-field performance.
Not only do you not want to follow Nick Saban at Bama, who would want to follow Dabo at Clemson? Because if Dabo's leaving Clemson for Bama, that means he's had continued sustained success. That means he hasn't dropped off. So then you got to find somebody who can continue that mantle and carry that mantle after Dabo's gone. Maybe you think it's a Jeff Scott or whatever. This is all way pie in the sky.
We're just talking pie in the sky right now.
I think it's an interesting discussion because once you bring up Dabo and Nick Saban, people feel passionately about it, A. And B, you start talking in all of these pie in the sky scenarios because, like we've said from the beginning of this argument, neither of their careers is done yet. So we just don't know how both of the careers will end up, what the final chapter will be.
That's a very good point. It's a very good point. We have no way of knowing this, and it is a lot of projecting into the future and a lot of nonsense, which, frankly, just about anything you talk about on July 26, unless you're talking about Major League Baseball trade deadline, is nonsense. Complete and total nonsense. Fictitious garbage.
Should we dive back into the delusion in this next hour?
Yeah, we didn't finish up Georgia yesterday.
Oh, Georgia.
We've also got Hump Day headlines coming your way. We'll also go back to the phone, 654-ROAR, Northern Communication phone lines, 961-566. The text line's open. More to come, hour two next.
Broadcasting live from the...